Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it's going to be, or at least has the potential to be, a busy, busy news week this week. The IG report is supposed to be made public. The president is making his historic trip to Singapore. He is there now. I watched some of that late last night or early this morning, whatever way you wanted to call that. There's no way I could stay up, and I haven't heard if anything's happened yet. Actually, the real meeting is supposed to be tomorrow. It could end quickly, or hopefully will end positively. Nonetheless, it is historic. And, of course, the Democrats are already making demands. We're going to look at that a little bit, like they really care. However, the president said he will take the deal to Congress, as it should be. And that is not what happened previously with the Iran deal. Although I do not blame President Obama for that decision, I blame Congress. But there was a lot of lacking there, integrity and constitutionally. Trump's strength has people scared. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. And they're angry. And apparently he's just driving Hollywood types to the edge of lunacy in regards to everything that he says or does. But in regards to trade, billionaires are throwing tons of money in the fight against the Republic, against Donald Trump. Foreign diplomats who have long been walking all over America are now having to deal with a master deal maker who seems headstrong to make sure America is no longer taken advantage of. Time will tell. And there will be more than likely be good and bad come from the decisions that the president makes, whether it's regarding trade or anything else. Trudeau just can't seem to help himself. Poor little Justin. We'll look at the comments he made and just how brave pretty boy politician truly is. Liberals continue to rant and fit throw, usually, most always, at inappropriate times and using inappropriate language, forcing apologies, and again, lots of news this week. Let's get started from the absurd to the ridiculous to the historic and hopefully fact divulging. We'll just find out. CSC Talk Radio, Common Sense Coalition or Common Sense Conversations. Let's get to talking. All right. So the president is in Singapore. And he will be meeting one-on-one, it won't be one-on-one because they have to have interpreters and everything else there, with Kim Jong-un tomorrow. It says in this particular article that the U.S. official who has no authorization to speak for, but he's very familiar with the summit plan, so he told Fox News. Is that kind of a leak? I don't know. He told Fox News that Trump is set to meet with Kim at the beginning of the summit. They will be joined only by translators and will spend a couple of hours before admitting their close advisors to the meeting. Both leaders will be joined later by their closest aides. Trump will be joined by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. Now, when I was watching last night, the general that is his White House aide right now, not aide, but he's his White House, I can't even think of what they call him. I'm sorry, I'm losing it. It's Monday. Well, Kim Jong-un and his sister of the North Korean leader, remember we saw her when they were into the Winter Olympics. She will be with him. Now, when we watch this unfold, it's going to be very interesting. Trump said he will know in the first few minutes if Kim is serious about making a deal. Now, Kim is under a lot of pressure. He's just in his 30s, and he's under a lot of pressure from China to not make a deal. You know, they'll be dealing with the United States. We're going to take care of you. We'll make sure everything's good. Don't be dealing with them. But Trump is staying optimistic as he goes into this Singapore meeting. This is historic. I don't know that we've ever done this in my lifetime. But I didn't always pay attention. I'm just being honest. But I kind of like some of the others, when I saw things falling apart, I thought maybe I should do my part. And I guess I feel like sitting here talking to you and encouraging you and trying to get the facts to you is doing my part. I'm trying. And I didn't realize a lot of things when I was younger, like most people, I guess. I had a wake-up moment, and that was with what took place in Texas. And started learning an awful lot when I took a new job with Derry Brownfield Show years and years ago. So now as I watch and I try to figure things out, I'm thinking I should have paid more attention back in the day, including when I was in high school and I was studying world history. I should have paid more attention. President Trump, he's optimistic going into this meeting with Kim, and he will be meeting with him tomorrow, one-on-one. But apparently they're going to have a little bit of a meet today. During his working lunch with Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Trump said he thinks things can work out very nicely with North Korea. He also told Lee the decision to hold the summit in the island city-state of Singapore was made very consciously. And he offered thanks. Trump's meeting and working lunch with Lee took place one day after he and Kim took place one day before he and Kim come face to face in the island city state. The two leaders are set to meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, which will be tonight for us. So I got a feeling it's going to be a late news night. It's interesting because this is historic. This is history setting. And as we watch the mainstream media and the Trump haters, they hate this man more than they love this country. Or maybe they never loved this country. I didn't like things President Barack Obama did or said. I didn't like his policies. I didn't like the way he leaned to socialism. I didn't like the way Bill Clinton did that. I didn't like a lot of things that G.W. Bush did. I didn't like it when people were pushing back regarding defending the Constitution when President Bush, Republicans, supposed to be conservative, called it a name, a GD piece of paper, he said, of our Constitution. So you see, it's not just Democrats, it's not just Republicans. It's both of them fighting against the Republic. But as we go into this break, I was going to say, it's interesting that these haters want to see a failure that would affect all of America. Why would they not want to see success and peace? We're headed into a break. There's so much to talk about, but I will open the phone lines. You must keep it on task. I already told you what we're going to talk about. You got to keep it on task. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to... And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, when President Trump, before he went to Singapore, we had the G7 summit. And there's a few people not happy with him in that. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called President Trump's refusal to endorse the G7 communique sobering and a bit depressing. Merkel said the European Union was preparing to implement countermeasures against the U.S. tariffs and imported steel and aluminum. Okay, Trudeau is not happy. But Trudeau sat there and didn't really say a whole lot at the summit. But as soon as he got off the plane, he was all over it, insulting the president. We have had, and I know I've got listeners there from Canada, American listeners as well as Canadian listeners, and I welcome your calls at 877-895-5410. But when it comes to trade, it has to be good for Canada and it has to be good for the U.S. Why can't we do both? And I think that's what the president is trying to do in all these renegotiations of trade, because free trade has not been good on the whole for America. We've lost jobs. We've lost production. We can't produce anything here competitively. And we're the ones who have taken the hit on this. And if you remember back in the day, Ross Perot said with NAFTA, we're going to hear that sucking sound of jobs leaving this nation. And we did. And we still have. So, Trudeau, as soon as the president is gone, has a press conference. And he mean mouths the president. It's not acceptable, he said. I'm trying to find his quote. I've got everybody else's quote. Here's what President Trump said. He says, and I'll tell you this to my friends in Canada. That was one of the worst political miscalculations of a Canadian leader in modern Canadian history. Speaking of, okay, this is not President Trump. This is Navarro's quote, because he went after Justin Trudeau. And Justin Trudeau had to do was take the win. President Trump did the courtesy to Justin Trudeau to travel to Quebec for that summit. He had other things, bigger things on his plate, going to Singapore. But Trudeau was upset at the president over these tariffs on steel. What the president has to say is to President Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Now, he tweeted this out, the president did. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada acted so meek and mild during our G Summit meetings, only to give a news conference after I left saying that U.S. tariffs were kind of insulting and he will not be pushed around. He said, very dishonest and weak. Our tariffs are in response to his 270% on dairy. You know, we only see the one side. They never tell us what's coming on the other side and why the president is doing what he's doing. But Navarro was pretty upset with Trudeau, and so were some others. Kudlow was upset with him, called him sophomoric. You know, I kind of think they're all acting like sophomores or freshmen in high school, calling each other names. They can't say enough vulgar language to get their point across. And I don't watch Grammy Awards, and I don't watch Tony Awards. I just don't watch the award shows. And, you know, we talked about beauty pageants last week. I don't watch the beauty pageants. I did when I was a young girl, but I don't watch those anymore. I lost interest in them a long time ago. But Robert De Niro, I'm going to call him Bobby Don't Know. He cannot stop with his hate speech at the president. Now, the liberals kind of made that word up. But they're the biggest users of hate speech that there is today. If you say something on Twitter or on Facebook and they don't like it, they will call you every name in the book. Someone was upset with something that I posted a few weeks ago and called me a Nazi because of my last name. Yeah. Well, the maiden name isn't German. And my last name is Swiss German. I'm mighty proud of it. My husband's dad was a war prisoner of war in World War II. My dad fought in World War II. You know, they just don't have a clue. And they can't argue intelligently. So the first thing De Niro does when he gets up at the Tony Awards is fire off the F word at the President of the United States. The lack of leadership that we have had through the last many, many, many administrations have brought no respect to that position. The position in and of itself should be respected, regardless of who is holding that position. The last president I remember, and he was ridiculed greatly by the mainstream media. They hated Ronald Reagan. But he wouldn't even enter the Oval Office without his suit coat on because of his respect for the office of President of the United States, and the Oval Office. President Bill Clinton had an affair and acted badly in the Oval Office. No respect for the office whatsoever. And here we have Hollywood types like Bobby Dunno, cursing at the president during a Tony Award. Kind of took the credence or the whatever away from those who were supposed to be getting awards as he's up there with his foul mouth. I never hear them say why. They cannot back up their hate. They'll give you he's a bigot. They'll give you he's a racist. But they cannot back anything up to justify their hate of the president. And they want to see him fail. De Niro, he doesn't have a clue about anything. He is one person I wouldn't... He's a good actor. He can pretend. But when it comes to real life, he hasn't got a clue. I know, he's rich and I'm not. He hasn't got a clue about Constitution, foreign policy, your jobs, my job, how we have to struggle day by day to make ends meet. He hasn't got a clue. And he is filthy rich because you and I have watched his movies. That's the only thing he's produced that I know of. So, we're going to call him Bobby Don't Know. Bobby Don't Know Squat. Now, when we had the Iran deal, we're going to move back to North Korea. When we had the Iran deal going down, and I mentioned in my monologue, the Iran deal, Congress basically handed it over. It's their responsibility to make sure it's a good deal. And they basically washed their hands of it and handed it over to President Barack Obama and John Kerry. And it was a disaster. And it was secret. Nobody knew what was in it. But now the Democrats are making five demands that need to be in this North Korea deal before they'll approve it. We're going to talk about that when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. That's Common Sense Conversations, Common Sense Coalition. We're here to talk, and we will be right back.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I promised you as we were going into that break, we were going to talk about the demands the Democrats are going to make should President Trump come up with a deal. Now, they didn't like President Barack Obama's deal with Iran. They were vocal about that they didn't like it. But Congress, Republicans and Democrats and independents and whatever else is there were there, washed their hands of the Iran deal and let President Barack Obama do whatever he wanted. Now, President Trump already made the statement that whatever deal he makes, it will need to be ratified by Congress. So the Democrats, who have vowed to block everything good that the president tries to do, have demands. So, the Democrats have threatened they will block any deal with North Korea that does not meet their list of demands. Any deal that is explicitly or implicitly gives North Korea sanctions relief for anything other than the variable performance of its obligations to dismantle its nuclear and missile arsenal is a bad deal. This is coming from the Democrats. Now, this is the same ones that had, they've criticized the president on everything he's done thus far with foreign relations. Everything. They've not given him credit for one single thing. So the senators have outlined 5 specific requirements a deal with the dictatorship must meet in order to gain their support and promise to use congressional power to block any deal that does not meet these requirements. Number one, the deal must include the dismantlement and removal of all nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons from North Korea. No compromise. Number two, the U.S. must ensure a complete and variable denuclearization of North Korea, moving all items related to nuclear weapon production to prevent country from reversing its course. They didn't demand that with Iran, did they? Number three, North Korea must end its ballistic missile program as well. Number four, North Korea must comply with anywhere, anytime inspections to ensure it is not cheating on the deal, and sanctions must be immediately restored if it does not cheat. If it does cheat, I'm sorry. And number five, the deal must be permanent. It must be permanent. And so the Democrats have spoken. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Real good, Bethan. I agree with 100% with all the things that President Trump wants to do. Unlike our other presidents who gave away the store, President Bush, he gave away our Social Security in 2003 to illegals. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Now, say, which president did that again?
Bush.
Okay, yes, I am aware.
Yeah, he signed a treaty with Mexico, with Vicente Fox, called the Treaty of Guanajuato. And basically, it gave our Social Security to all of those coming over here. So
they get all kinds of entitlements and help, don't they?
Yeah, and I agree with what he's doing with the wall because, we are getting all the ones from the bad ones, like he said,
Yeah. Hey, Neil, can you turn your radio down because I've got an echo in the back?
Okay.
It'll make it easier for me to talk with you.
That's okay.
There you go.
I've been to talk to you about that for a while. And I've been a supporter ever. I knew he was going to win. I don't know how, but I knew Trump was going to win because he has a special thing with the people, and that's what we've needed for ages,
He is. I think what we need is less politicians. We've got these career politicians, and they're out there to take care of themselves and their careers, not the American people, and I think that's become very obvious. President Trump, I think he is trying. I don't think we're going to like everything that he does, and, the sanctions and the tariffs and all that, they're going to make us hurt a little bit here and there, but we're just going to have to wait it out and see what happens. But he's got the... he's got these people a little bit worried about what he's going to do, and they know that their day of walking all over the United States and taking advantage of us is over, at least for this time.
I agree, for too long, and then Obama, he made it worse by apologizing for it.
Oh, yeah.
Just turned me off completely.
Neil, what part of Illinois are you from? Where are you listening to the show there?
90 miles from Chicago.
Chicago, all right.
Yeah. We are now the number one state of corruption. Chicago is the third most corrupt city. So we got a lot to be proud of. That's why everybody's leaving.
How do you listen to the show? Are you listening on local radio?
WLUV, Stratford, Illinois.
WLUV, we thank you for all that you do out there. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Neil. Thank
you.
We're good
to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. We're going to go to Jeff in New York. Jeff, how are you today?
How are you? You know who I am. What should be the case is that I had two friends of mine over at the Tony Awards last night.
All right.
They were Robert De Niro, this idiot De Niro. Now listen to me. First of all, there were people in the audience who were covering their mouths, covering their ears.
I saw that.
Stopped at the words. The management over there almost dropped dead. Okay? People didn't see on TV what really happened in that room, unless both of my friends are lying, which I greatly doubt. But there's a reason why they get away with this. Because the Broadway community, local conservative and patriotic groups have been very lax in doing something about the rot that's on Broadway. These guys are cavorting around. First of all, these people are the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of all the Reds who were hiding under cars when McCarthy came around. Okay, now they're strutting around like they don't like what happened in the election, and now they're strutting around like they can do anything. On 54th Street, which is right above the general Broadway area, they had one club up there that had a play blaspheming the Holy Mother. Okay, and St. Pius X, the society, the Catholic Traditional Society, went up there. They bought buses and they shut down the whole street. Okay, there was a mass demonstration. And the thing is that the next day the Broadway Reporter called me, which is a newspaper that covers Broadway. Their hearts were in their mouth at what happened. And I said to them the following thing. Unfortunately, they didn't do the right thing. I recommended they snake dance all through the Broadway area and then go to 54th Street. These patriotic groups and conservative groups should be on Broadway demonstrating and giving out literature more. That's why these guys are strutting around that they can get away with anything. Because major patriotic groups, when they have plays and they have things that are so outrageous, and they've done this for years, and for some reason, and you can never get a straight answer on this, many patriotic groups don't want to go over there and confront them.
I think they
have the nerve to get on TV and do this now.
I think we're headed into a break, Jeff, so I'm going to have to let you go. But I think one thing is the American people don't take Hollywood seriously because they're just a bunch of actors and they produce nothing. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the senators, the Democrats, and how they consider it their responsibility. We will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government.
There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of this day's show, and it is going to be, at least it has the potential of being, a big news week. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest that we have not had on in a long, long time, and that's Larry Pratt with Gun Owners of America. He happened to see me. I think he saw what I tweeted out. I didn't tweet it. I put it on Facebook. I'm sorry. I was on another talk show as a guest, one from Alabama, and I think he saw that on Facebook when it got posted, and bingo, he hadn't seen me in a while, so he thought he would see if he could be on the show, and he sent me an email, and I said, well, sure, we'll put you on. But going back to the Democrat senators that have making demands of the president, he's over there trying to make a deal with North Korea, bring peace to the world, and they're over here demanding things from the president that it has to have X, Y, and Z, or they're not going to support it. Now, remember, the Iran deal, they let the president, Barack Obama, take care of that himself. It was done in secret. They never knew what was in it. And they were okay with that. So here's what they say. We believe that Congress, therefore, has an important role to play in working with the administration to support your efforts and to shape U.S. policy toward North Korea. However, we also believe that Congress must act as a check on an agreement that does not live up to these principles by imposing tougher sanctions and oversight. And the letter was signed by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senators Robert Menendez, Richard Durbin, Mark Warner, and, yes, Dianne Feinstein, and Patrick Leah, and Sherrod Brown. Now remember, Senator Feinstein is the one who believes all veterans, all military vets, have a mental illness and should not own a gun. That's your Democrats. And the fact that they were perfectly okay with anything that President Barack Obama did with Iran even though they said they didn't agree with it. These words: it is an important role to play in working with the administration to support your efforts. He still doesn't have an administration because they will not approve of them. They will not approve his nominations for his administration. At last count, he had some almost 300 yet. There has been no support of this administration from the Democrat Party, and very little from the Republicans. If there had been, we'd have a wall. We wouldn't have such an absurd omnibus bill. And we wouldn't have Obamacare. And we wouldn't be sending millions and millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. They have done anything but support this administration. And if they ruin this, and it's a good deal, if it's a good deal, and they ruin it, the blood of many will be on their hands. Again, Congress. Congress. Well, the IG report is supposed to come out this week. And it's going to be interesting. Michael Horowitz, his report will finally be made public Thursday. After an investigation that's lasted well over a year, this particular writer, which is David Bossy, says, "I'm cautiously optimistic that the report will answer many questions about the Federal Bureau of Investigation under former Director James Comey and Acting Director Andrew McCabe and the Justice Department under former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. This report may also help restore some of the American people's trust that was lost in the FBI and the DOJ over the controversial investigation surrounding the 2016 presidential election. However," he says, "as a veteran of Washington, this is not the first highly anticipated government report that I've waited on. And once the media drumbeat begins, expectations can build, and the time is no exception. This time is no exception." So, he says, the inspector general, he must know that this particular investigation has got to do everything. He needs to do everything in his power to get it right. The American people want and deserve accountability. After such a long and drawn-out investigation, this report must be seen as thorough. Americans from coast to coast are eager for serious consequences and criminal referrals like the one sent to the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia concerning leaking Andy McCabe. The central question, he says, in my opinion, is did Hillary Clinton and her cronies get preferential treatment in her email server investigation for political reasons? If Horowitz finds evidence of this, the natural question is, will there be an impartial, I love the way they throw that word around, impartial investigation of the Clinton email scandal? How many times are we going to investigate the Clinton email scandal? And by whom shall it be investigated? This is why I, along with many others, have called for a second special counsel in this case. Why do we need a second counsel? Because we have a do-nothing Congress that lacks integrity. We have a DOJ that is apparently corrupt or totally incompetent or both. Potential of lots of news this week. And tomorrow we will have a special guest. It will be Larry Pratt. Many of you know who that is, with Gun Owners of America. Now, you've been listening to the MyPillow ads that we have here, and we will be having Mike on eventually. He has been a busy, busy man, but we are going to get him on. In fact, I'm going to shoot him some dates today. But we're going to start a new, I think they're going to honor the current special we have going, but the new special is two MyPillow premiums for one low price, two for one, plus free shipping. You can't beat that. Two for one, plus free shipping. Give them a call there at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. The promo code, the show will not get credit for it. We will not get a dime unless you use Beth Ann. Otherwise, it'll go to somebody else. Beth Ann. B-E-T-H-A-N-N is how that is spelled. It's just simple. My first and last name. First and middle name, Beth Ann. Let them know that you really love the pillow. I want to know that you love the pillow. I've been using mine since December, and I love it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and it is all we can do to tell the truth here with Common Sense Conversations to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.